This is the Daily Update for a Thursday, June 8th, 2017, special edition. James Comey testifies to Congress. He testified that Attorney General Loretta Lynch, under Barack Obama, put pressure on him in the Clinton investigation and also ordered him not to call it an investigation, but to call it a matter instead. He also said that the meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch convinced him that the investigation was tainted. Wow, that's the bomb that the Democrats didn't want him to drop, right? He confirmed that Donald Trump is not under an investigation. Repeat, for all the liberals out there, not under an investigation. And that Donald Trump did not ask Comey to drop the Russia investigation. He did ask Comey to have leniency when it came to Flynn because he's a good man, but did not order him in any way, shape, or form to drop the inquiry. So, Comey admitted that he leaked his own memo to the press concerning Donald Trump, and he did so through a law professor friend of his. And when asked why he didn't stand up to Trump, he said that he guessed he's too weak. Too weak. Here's the former FBI director saying that he is too weak. And it sounds like it, especially when it came to the Clintons and Obama, right? CNN issues corrections after Comey's statements contradicting all of their reports. CNN said that Comey would dispute Trump's claim that Comey said he was not under investigation on multiple occasions. The report from CNN said that Comey was expected to refute Trump based on an unnamed source. Really? So here's the fake news at its best, right? Making up stories to sell the public, to make people crazy, to divide people, and making up stories that hurt the president. So this is not a news channel. CNN, not a news channel. Keep that in mind. And ABC published a similar report, but has not corrected it as of yet. So talk about fake news. So is it the fact that these media channels are out to get Trump and they're very obvious about it and it's blatant? And do you think that's interfering with governmental administration and our lives as people? Because they're not trying to get to the bottom of a story. They're making stories up to hurt the guy. It's slanderous. It's malicious. You know, this is what the media has become in America. So the media is making things up to influence voters, and you can't trust the big media, as most people know. Over 80% of America says they don't trust the big media companies. Wow. Comey also debunks the New York Times report that said the Trump campaign has had repeated contacts with Russia. That didn't happen. So now we have a situation where finally this guy comes out, he's saying these things, and he did try to throw Trump under the bus several times, you know, alluding to certain things, but the basic gist of it is Trump did not break the law, unless Robert Mueller, the special investigator, thinks that when Donald Trump told Comey that Flynn's a good man, that there's enough meat on the bone to constitute obstruction of justice, and it doesn't look that way, does it? And then there was no pressure from anybody else all throughout the government who testified saying that Trump tried to drop any of these matters. And they've been very forthwith, especially through Trump and his Twitter campaign, very forthwith on transparency, right? So now we can let people divide themselves more and debate each other more and say who's to blame for this, that, and the other thing. I think we just need to come together as a country and be the great country that we are and do what we have to do in this world and live our lives. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? So today is Farm Workers Day. It's a day to honor everybody who works on a farm in every capacity, and farms are the beginning of the food chain, really. You know, they're responsible for our lives, our sustenance, our sustaining life. So today's a day to reach out to that farm worker and say thank you. It is also Jerky Day. You know, beef jerky, turkey jerky, all that, there was a big deal back in the day when they didn't have refrigeration. They didn't have any real means to keep things. They used to smoke meats and that type of thing. But when you're on the trail, when you're out and about, jerky is a nice thing to whip out and eat it if you like to eat meat. There's also vegetarian jerky, if you can imagine that. Today is World Ocean Day. So the oceans are our lives. Without the oceans, we're dead. Without water, we're gone. So it's a day to celebrate the ocean. It's also a day to think about all the ships out there that dump their trash in the ocean, all the countries out there that dump their trash in the ocean, plastic, toxic stuff, and whatever. That's something that needs to stop altogether. Humans should not create anything that we can't dispose of properly, right? So today is a day to think about all the fishies in the ocean. It is Upsie Daisy Day. For all the people that get up in the morning saying, Upsie Daisy, and face the day with a positive outlook and spread that energy among all your friends and family, everybody about you. So don't worry, be happy. It's Upsie Daisy Day. Today is Name Your Poison Day, which you go to a bar and you name your poison. So it's not any specific type of alcohol. You can even go to a bar and say, I want some coffee, you know. So go to that bar, go to your favorite little pub, and name your poison today. And today is also National Best Friend Day. So take that best friend to that pub, to that bar, to the cafe, and name your poison. And both of you could have something totally different, but you're still best of friends. This is the Daily Update for Thursday, June 8th, 2017, special edition on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.